This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Central Security Committee holds meeting to speed up election preparations. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal says the government is committed to ensuring free and secure election. Government forms 14-member committee to address demands of protesting nurses. Rajdhani section of Mithi Highway reopens after 14 days. And Pakistan and Afghanistan agree to immediate ceasefire after talks in Doha. Now the news in detail. The government has held a meeting of the Central Security Committee today to accelerate preparations for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March next year. The meeting, chaired by Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal, included the heads and representatives of all four security agencies along with the Home and Defence Secretaries. It reviewed the progress of the Integrated Election Security Plan and provided necessary directives. According to the Home Ministry, the government has mobilized all security mechanisms, prioritizing election security. Yesterday, President Ramchandra Podil held a discussion at Sital Nivas with the Prime Minister, ministers and security chiefs on strengthening the election environment. An integrated election security committee led by Joint Secretary Ananda Kafle has been formed with representatives from all security agencies. The plan prepared by this committee will be implemented at the district level under the coordination of chief district officers. Home Minister Oriyal said the government is committed to ensuring adequate resources and close coordination with the Election Commission to guarantee a free and secure election. The Kak Tihar, part of the 5-day Tihar festival, is being observed today by worshipping and feeding crows. Kak Tihar honors crows, believed in Hindu mythology to be messengers of Yamaraj, the god of death. Devotees offer rice mixed with curd and curry to the birds, hoping they convey good message to the god of death. Special worship ceremonies are being held at Kageswari Mahadev Temple in Kageswari Manohara Municipality 1 and at Kageswari Temple at Hanuman Doka in Kathmandu. The government has formed a 14-member committee to address the wage-related demands of protesting nurses. The committee, coordinated by Additional Secretary Professor Dr. Sri Krishna Shrestha, is holding its first meeting today. The move follows protest by nurses at private hospitals and medical colleges over inadequate wages. Secretary of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Bikas Dipkota, said the committee aims to reach an agreement quickly and urge striking nurses to return to work. The committee includes representatives from the Ministry of Health, Medical Education Commission, Nepal Nursing Council, professional associations, and protesting nurses. It is tasked with reviewing salary directives, ensuring their implementation, and submitting recommendations for immediate and long-term solutions. The Mithi Highway, blocked by a recent landslide, has reopened after 14 days. According to Sunita Nepal, Chief District Officer of Ilam, said the Maikola Rajdhani section was cleared and reopened for traffic from 9 p.m. last night. Pawan Vatwai, Division Chief of the Road Division Office, Ilam, said the road was reopened after continuous efforts by the road division, local residents and security personnel. He requested that only one large vehicle pass at a time in the landslide area due to remaining risk. The reopening eases travel for Ilam residents and improves connectivity to Japa from Pastor and Taplejung. A temporary diversion over the Jogmai River was constructed to reach the traffic, though mudslides risk remain. Local authorities have urged caution when using damaged roads and bridges. A German tourist and his Nepali guide who went missing along the Dhaulagiri circuit trekking route have been found safe. According to Mustang District Police Office, 32-year-old German national Damino Del Poplo and guide Mima Serpa re-established contact and reached Sang in Ghar Pojang Rural Municipality 3 around 9 p.m. last night. They had lost their way at night while heading towards Marfa and Rizhang through a forest. A search helicopter had been deployed on Saturday to search them. The two had gone missing during their trek from Daulagiri base camp in Magdi to Dhampus Peak in Mustang. Meanwhile, the Himalayan district of Manang has welcomed more than 7,000 tourists in the first 1.5 months of the current tourist season. Bhupinder Gurung, Conservation Education Assistant at the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, said 7,461 tourists visited Manang this season. This includes 1,127 tourists from Israel, 501 from Germany, 466 from the UK, and 441 from Australia. Visitors from a total of 87 countries have explored sites such as Annapurna Trek, Thoranglapass, Larke Pass, and Tilucha Lake. Binod Gurung, chairman of the Tourism Entrepreneurs Association in Manang, said tourism had slowed due to the Gyeonggi protests and rain-induced disasters, but is now recovering, boosting local income and contributing to the country's economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed to an immediate ceasefire following a week of deadly clashes along their disputed border in talks mediated by Qatar and Turkey. Al Jazeera cited Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs as saying the two countries also agreed to establish mechanisms to ensure lasting peace and stability and to hold follow-up meetings to verify the ceasefire's implementation. The talks in Doha on Saturday came after clashes killed dozens and wounded hundreds of people, marking the worst violence between the neighbors since the Taliban took power in 2021. Huge crowds took part in No King's protests against President Donald Trump's policies in cities including U.S. New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. According to the BBC, in New York City, tens of thousands of people packed Times Square and surrounding streets, holding signs reading Democracy, Not Monarchy, and the Constitution is Not Optional. Ahead of the demonstrations, Trump allies accused protesters of ties to Antifa, calling it a hate American rally. Several states mobilized the National Guard, but organizers emphasized that the events were peaceful, urging participants to de-escalate potential alterations. The New York Police Department recorded over 100,000 people gather across all five boroughs with no protest-related arrests. In Times Square alone, police estimated more than 20,000 people marched along 7th Avenue. Helicopters and drones monitored the demonstrations from above. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly clear in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of scattered rain in one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Security Committee holds meeting to speed up election preparations. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial says the government is committed to ensuring free and secure election. Government forms 14-member committee to address demands of protesting nurses. Rajdwali section of Mezi Highway reopens after 14 days. And Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed to immediate ceasefire after talks in Doha. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.